And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Colorado is beginning a week-long vaccination blitz to offer thousands more older residents their first COVID-19 injections. The decision is really an allocation of resources. The state is going to use some of the second doses it has on hand as first doses. Here's Governor Jared Polis.
If we have the vaccine, you want to start protecting people earlier. And so that's what we're doing this week.
Governor Polis said he spoke with the outgoing and incoming presidential administrations and is confident that there will be enough second doses arriving in the state in the coming weeks to fill the gap. He said it's just a one-time bump in vaccinations until the supply chain ramps up. Some CPR News journalists have received vaccines according to the state rules on essential frontline workers. 2020 was one of the driest and hottest years ever recorded in Colorado. CPR's Miguel Otarola has more.
Warm and dry. That is how experts are describing last year in Colorado. Federal records show it was the state's second driest and seventh warmest year on record. State climatologist Russ Shoemaker warns that we should expect hotter summers as the climate warms.
When a dry year happens, when it's also hot, it just really puts a lot more stress on everything, on the forests, on agriculture, on water resources.
The lack of precipitation triggered a drought that still lingers today and fueled the largest wildfires in state history. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
The state health department is reviewing a program that allows emergency medical services to subdue people with the drug ketamine. Aurora paramedics injected Elijah McLean with a strong dose of the anesthetic before he died in police custody in 2019. His death is already the subject of several investigations, and it sparked protests across the state. Officials announced the review of the ketamine waiver program last summer, but it was paused for several months. Under the program, medical services have administered ketamine more than 900 times to subdue people in states of excited delirium or extreme agitation in the past 3 years. It's 35 degrees and partly cloudy in Denver. It's 30 degrees in Colorado Springs and 45 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.